Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we discuss practical strategies and actionable tactics to help you improve how you lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, an executive education adjunct professor, a corporate team development workshop facilitator, a speaker, and leadership coach. Today, we're going to dive into a little bit of the mindset that leaders need to have. And this one's a little bit different. So we're going to talk through one of the attitudes that can carry you through tough times when leading. Theta Redest is an Icelandic phrase that embodies a very unique attitude towards challenges, uncertainties, and difficulties. It can be roughly translated to "it will be okay," "things will work out," or "don't worry, everything will be fine." This phrase reflects an optimistic and resilient mindset that is deeply ingrained in Icelandic culture. So let's get started. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader. And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. At its core, Theta Redest represents an acceptance of the unpredictability of life and a belief that no matter how dire a situation may seem, things will ultimately find a way to resolve themselves. Now think about that at work, think about that in life. You have known knowns and you have known unknowns. Life is unpredictable. Embracing this mindset as you try to lead yourself and you try to lead your team, that no matter what happens, everything will work out. That's what helps carry you through and be able to accept stressors as challenges to be overcome. This mindset encourages you to face challenges with a sense of calm, adaptability, and trust in the process. The phrase is not just a mere expression. It can be a philosophy. It's a philosophy that can guide you through the various aspects of life, from personal challenges to work-related stressors. Let me share with you some key aspects of the Theta Redest mindset. Solution-oriented. Think of this as the ability to navigate challenges without succumbing to panic or despair. When you have something that goes wrong, you don't start to spiral. You don't let go. You don't freeze. Being solution-oriented, finding out, okay, here's what's happening. Let's figure this out. Adaptability. You are encouraged to adapt to changing circumstances and find creative solutions, knowing that things will eventually fall into place. So adapting the solution-oriented mindset combined with adaptability, now you start to see things as they are, stay in the present, and start to figure things out as you need to change. Optimism. Theta Redest embodies a sense of optimism and positivity, even in the face of uncertainty. It reflects the belief that there is a silver lining in every situation. I'm sure you've seen that, read that on different memes, different things, you know, such as, you know, you find the silver lining, you find the good, you hunt for the good. A change or something that's unpredictable in your life may propel you in a different direction that you never even knew you wanted to be, never even knew you wanted to go. But being open to that, staying optimistic around that is what will help get you through. And then trust. Having a deep trust in yourself, in others, and the natural course of events as they unfold in front of you. It implies that there is a belief that there is an inherent order to life that will lead to resolution. And the last element is being able to mitigate stress, minimizing stress in your life by adopting the attitude of theoretist that everything will work out. You can reduce stress and anxiety. It helps you take more on. It helps you understand that things will come your way. You start to be proactive about the resources that are you have available to you and how you can use them and apply them to stressful situations. It encourages a more relaxed and patient approach to challenges. Theoretist has played a very important part in my life. Being able to lead teams in the most austere environments, the most complex challenges, on some of the most difficult places on the planet. Reflecting back on what helped me lead through those difficult situations, I can say that Theoretist, that philosophy that everything will work out, it will be okay, has definitely played a part in my leadership approach. I've incorporated it into how I show up. I led a team in Iraq that was responsible for maintenance recovery. So we would go out on the main supply routes and we would bring back vehicles that were damaged or destroyed. And what that meant was vehicles may have been mechanically damaged or they may have been damaged by improvised explosive devices. Either way, the enemy knew that we were going to come and pick those vehicles up. Now it's a race. Can we get there first? Can we set up security? Can we get the vehicle recovered before the enemy knows what's going on and set up their secondary attacks or set up some sort of disruption to our operation? So we were on a mission where we got called out and it was late at night. It was about a 2-hour drive to the recovery site. When we got there, we had an offset 4-way intersection, which was probably one of the most difficult areas to secure because you have multiple fields of fire, multiple angles to think about. And we were also in a urban environment. So now not only left and right fields of view, but also up and down inside buildings as well. So we set up our security, we set up our perimeter, we start the recovery operation. And we knew we were gonna be here for a while because the trailer had more equipment on it that we needed to offload, then get the trailer unloaded, then bring the equipment. Because when we recovered a vehicle from the site, we left the site clean as can be, left nothing for anybody else so that our U.S. forces could roll through those areas, convoy through those areas, and had a clear line of freedom of movement on the battlefield. So these missions took 8, 9, 12 hours at times, so you had endurance. And every mission was different. The threat was different. The threats were always evolving. Theoretist, adapting the mindset that things will be okay, allowed you to take that worry and stress off the table and be hyper-focused on the situation at hand, the presence at hand. In this specific mission, as the sun was coming up, we had vehicles that were starting to get antsy. Traffic was starting to back up. I got a call over the radio to come to one of my team's vehicles. They had a threat that they needed to assess. Now the sun was coming up in the east, and this person was walking right in front of the sunshine. It's the hour between dog and wolf, as the old phrase goes, where when you look into the sun, you can't tell if that's a dog or if that's a wolf, whether it's friend or whether it's foe. And in my specific situation, this person was coming up and you can clearly see that they had a weapon, but it was nothing more than a shadow and a silhouette of a person. So my team identified a threat, but they weren't clear on whether it was an enemy or potentially Iraqi police that we had operating in the area. So I told my gunner to cover my path. I let them know I'm going to stay on the left side of the road and I'm going to meet the person to find out what's going on. So as I walk out, my gunner's over my shoulder. I have a person unidentified, lack of visibility in front of me, and I walk out to meet that person to find out what's going on. I had to adapt a mindset of everything will be okay. And it was. Come to find out, the person was in charge of the Iraqi police unit. They were on their way into work. Their building was about a half mile down the road, but they needed to get through our roadblock in order to get there on time for their shift change. After I breathed a big sigh of relief, we worked things out, got them through so that they could have their shift change. We cleaned up, got back to our operating base, and everything turned out to be A-okay. In the context of leadership, embracing the Theraetist mindset can have several benefits. It can help leaders remain calm in the face of uncertainty. It can inspire a sense of confidence in the teams that you lead when they see you staying calm. And it can encourage a solution-oriented approach to challenges. By adopting a balanced perspective, that acknowledges both the challenges that are present and the potential for positive outcomes, leaders can create a more resilient and adaptable work environment. Ultimately, the concept of Theraetist reminds us that while challenges are inevitable, our responses to those challenges is a crucial component, and that is well within our control. Theraetist is about finding a middle ground between proactive problem solving and trust in the process of life. Applying Theraetist in leadership isn't about ignoring problems, but rather approaching them with a hopeful perspective, an optimistic perspective, and a solution-oriented mindset so that everything will work out. Here's how you can integrate this mindset into your leadership approach. One, remain calm in uncertainty. Leaders often face unpredictable situations. Things rarely go as planned from the time you start your day to the time you finish your day at work. When facing challenges, maintain your composure. Your calm demeanor can influence how your team reacts. So be the example by remaining calm, cool, and collected. Two, adapt to change. Change is inevitable. It happens all around us. In fact, as the saying goes, change is the only thing that remains the same. Embracing change with an open mind and the belief that things will work out encourages you to navigate transitions more effectively and guide your team through them more effectively. Understand the conditions, understand what's different, and understand where you continue to need to go, and you'll find that you are able to adapt to change. Three, you focus on solutions. Encourage your team to shift their mindsets from focusing on dwelling about the problem. What happened? Why did this happen? And you start to shift to focus on the solution. Here's what happened. Now what can we do about it? What alternatives exist in the face of these obstacles that we can use to overcome them? Four, lead with optimism. Mindset is everything. Having and infusing a positivity in your leadership approach is everything. How you respond to setbacks, how you respond to the unexpected pop-in, the shift in priorities, the shift in taskings, the everything that shows up. If you embrace that positive mindset, your team will see that. Show that you believe in your team's ability to overcome obstacles. Show them that you believe in them, that you remain positive when they make a mistake, that you can overcome that, because everything will be okay. And five, trust the process. The mindset encourages leaders to trust the process of progress and development. Things happen for a reason. They happen in an order. They progress. Keep moving forward. Trust the process. Whether you move laterally, sometimes that is a move forward. Whether you have to take a step back and take a knee, sometimes that time to regather will help propel you further than you thought possible. Six, celebrate small wins. Acknowledging and celebrating the small wins and the small victories along the path to overall goal accomplishment and success will keep encouraging people to come back for more. And then seven, maintain your patience. Leaders with the mindset of Theraetist understand that solutions take time. Sometimes things don't go the way you want. Sometimes your team doesn't approach the process the way that you would, but that's okay. Be patient with your team, because solutions take time to materialize, and you can patiently then lead your team through long-term projects, long-term goals. Incorporating Theraetist and this mindset into your leadership approach involves maintaining a positive attitude, demonstrating adaptability, and providing guidance that reflects trust in the process. Embracing this approach will help you create a work environment that is positive, productive, and highly sought after. Remember to embrace uncertainty with hope. Keep leading with a steady hand and keep trusting in Theraetist, because things will work out. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in a Loop Internet studio. If you enjoyed today's episode and found it insightful, please share it with your fellow leaders across all of our social media platforms. We also want to hear from you, so leave us a review, drop us a comment, or send in a topic that you want to see covered in an upcoming episode that will help you lead at your very best. If you're an organization that is investing in your people, I want to work with you. I offer highly engaging, creativity-infused team and leader development workshops that are backed by research and that will help you get the results that you're looking for. You can reach out at LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey or email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.